Romans chapter 1, we continue our study. Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. 8 through 17 will be our focus for the evening. And next week, looking forward to Brother Kelly. He's going to pick up in verse 18. Then the following week, Brother Greg Long is going to preach from Romans chapter 2. And then I think the following week, Brother Wade's going to take Romans chapter 2. And so looking forward to that, but I'm looking forward to examining the book of Romans with you tonight. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Verse 8 says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Brother Kelly Roach, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. I'm excited for this text for this reason. It includes verse 16 of this chapter. Verse 16 and 17 have been the basis of many messages in the preacher world, okay? This is one of the go-to scriptures for "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." And you've heard it preached, and I've preached it several times. It is a powerful passage, but most of the time we just go to this passage, okay? These two verses, and boy, we preach it because it'll preach. But I want you to see tonight why Paul made that statement, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." What got him there? And what got him there, we have to go back in verse 8, where we start, okay? And we get the testimony that was at the church at Rome. The church at Rome was a great church. You know that? They were an awesome group of people who were living in an area. Well, the Romans were known, not the church at Rome, but the Romans were known for immorality, sexual immorality, drunkenness, gluttony, extravagance, greed, selfishness, idolatry, and just all around wickedness. Okay? That was the reputation of the city. Yet the believers in Rome, in that setting, surrounded by all that immorality and wickedness, the believers in Rome were standing tall and strong for Jesus Christ. That's why Paul said in verse 8, "I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." They were taking a stand. And I point that out to you because a lot of times, if you're like me, I get to thinking how bad this old world is. I get to looking at the news. I get to looking at the immorality. I get to looking at the, it seems like today the only sin in America is to call sin sin, you know? You've heard that line before, but it's true, and it seems like it's getting worse. Sometimes I even feel like it's never been this bad, but I want to tell you, it has been this bad. You go back to the city of Rome, they were an ungodly group of people. And I see from the very beginning as Paul writes to this church, man, this was a church that was standing strong in an ungodly society. And they're no different than we are. We should be, you know, we should have that same stability, that same reputation. As a matter of fact, Paul brings up here their testimony, that their faith was spoken of throughout the entire world. They had a testimony. Do you know it's okay for you to be talked about when you're being talked about for the glory of God, right? Man, that guy's on fire for Christ. Man, that church is on fire. We should have that desire for people to talk about us. We should learn a lesson from the church at Rome here that our faith will be spoken of throughout Russellville, throughout Arkansas, throughout the United States of America, that when the name Victory comes up, folks are going to say, boy, that's a good church there. That's a church on fire for the Lord. You see, that's the testimony we need as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we go on and we answer the question, why? Why have that testimony? Why serve? Well, verse 9 tells us, for God is my witness that I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son. That word serve is an interesting word in the Greek. It means labor for hire or service that is bought. Do you realize you have been bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ? That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you're not your own, for you were bought with a price. That means you owe Jesus. Do you live like that? You've heard people say, you owe me? Well, you owe Jesus if you're a child of God. Paul knew that he owed a great debt of gratitude to the Lord Jesus. That's why in verse 14 he said, I'm a debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians and to the wise and to the unwise. I'm a debtor to everybody, because Paul knew what he was, what he came out of, and he knew that he was what he was by the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul looked at himself as owing a debt to the world. You know, when you start looking at it that way, I dare say there's not a lot of Christians who really realize the debt that they owe. Because if you realize you owe a debt, don't you want to pay it? Now, I understand. We can never pay Jesus for what He's done for us. Oh, but we need to realize we owe Jesus. Okay? You owe it to Jesus to tell others about Jesus. And to be a witness and to have that testimony. And when you realize how much, when we realize how much we owe Jesus, then we're going to see the world differently. That's what changed Paul. Paul was a rascal. As a matter of fact, he'd look at others and everybody except the Jew was a dog. I mean, you know, literally. That's the way he viewed the world. Not anymore. Not anymore. His heart had been changed by Jesus Christ. And when you back up and you realize what Jesus has done for you, you begin to see people in a different light. No longer do you see race when you look at a black, red, or purple person for that matter. You know? You don't see race. You don't see upper class and middle class and lower class. You don't see rich and poor. You begin to see a soul that needs the Lord. And it doesn't matter the color of their skin or what their social standing is. You see, Paul got that bug. It started with a testimony. And it moved on to a realization of what he owed God. And it turned into a passion. That's why we get to verse 16 and Paul, or verse 15, as Paul says, for so much as in me is, I'm ready. He said, I'm a debtor there in 14, and because I owe that debt, so much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome. That word ready, it means an urgent willingness. Paul's saying, with everything that is in me, I'm willing to pour everything that is in me into other people. What a testimony. Yeah. It's not easy pouring yourself into other people. Because people will disappoint you. People will reject you. Especially where it comes to Jesus Christ is concerned, you know. But Paul, realizing that debt of gratitude that he owed the Lord Jesus Christ, that put an energy in him and a desire in him second to none. All his energy, all his effort, he was willing to be poured in to the declaration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why it brought him to verse 16 where he said, "I am not ashamed." He realized what he owed. He realized he was a debtor. And he come to that point with the realization, "I'm not ashamed." That word ashamed, you know what that means? Sense of remorse, embarrassment, humiliation, even to the point that you won't do something. Paul, as we get to verse 16, when he says that, he didn't just throw that out. He built the case for it. He built the case that because of what Jesus had done for him, because of what Jesus had done for the church in Rome, he's saying, "I want everybody to know what Jesus has done on our behalf." I love that verse. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God, of Christ." My question in closing, what do you do with that verse? Realizing what brought him here. I mean, you can stand on the mountain and say, "I'm not ashamed." But do you? Do you take advantage? Do you look at people, and instead of looking down at people whose lives are consumed by sin, do you see a soul that needs Jesus? And are you willing to pour yourself into that soul who needs Jesus? That's what brought Paul to this point. And that's my challenge for us this week. You know, it's one thing to say, "I'm not ashamed." It's another to live like you're not ashamed. That's our challenge. Live like it. Realize what Jesus has done for you and for me. And go out, and when we live this week, you let the world know who Jesus Christ is.